This week, Pentagon officials called for an Iraq strategy that would boost troop numbers there by as much as 30,000. One Pentagon official speaking anonymously to the Los Angeles Times described the plan as a double down.
That's a gambling term, and so it's known to our reporter Mike Pesca, a gambler. His On Gambling with Mike Pesca podcast appears online at npr.org. So we called Mike to better understand the term doubling down.
Doubling down is when you, as a player in blackjack, make a bet that's double your original bet, and in return, you get one card and one card only.
So maybe if you were playing blackjack, the object is to get 21, and you had a 5 and a 6 maybe, so you had 11, you'd get one card and hope that it was a 10, and that would be your bet. So it'd be worth it to double down.
11 is the best combination to double down on, but there are other combinations. And the smart play is to double down when both of the following conditions are met. First, when the odds are in your favor, because why would you want to double a bet that you're likely to lose? And second, remember, both of these things have to be true, you want to double down when there's no chance of you busting.
So when the Pentagon uses this term doubling down for this troop option, what does it mean?
It doesn't literally mean doubling down in terms of doubling the troops. I don't know that it was officially said. It seemed to have been said, quoted to a reporter in an offhand manner, but it does not seem a particularly apt phrase. When you double down, you get one card. That means all further decisions are out of your hands. Is that what we really want to be conveying about Iraq? I don't think the Pentagon wants to be saying this is the last decision we'll ever be making.
So if doubling down isn't correct for what we see going on in Iraq right now, can you think of a better blackjack phrase?
There is one option while playing blackjack that some casinos, but not all casinos, allow. If you've been dealt what looks like a losing hand, let's say you have an 8 and a 7 and the dealer's sitting there with a queen or an ace, you can give the casino half your bet right then and there. You guarantee a loss, but it's not as bad a loss as if you had played the whole thing out. That, by the way, is the right bet to embrace this option.
So wait, you're saying give them half of your bet and quit at that point?
Yes. And the thing is that I don't think the Pentagon is likely to put their arms around this phrase because this is called an early surrender.
NPR's Mike Pesca. Thank you, Mike. Don't forget his podcast on gambling at npr.org. It's called On Gambling with Mike Pesca.